So give you a little bit of overview, and before I kind of delve into it, one of the things that you look at this huge, diverse group of topics, and you go, well, what's the common theme between all of these particular topics? And there doesn't seem to be any other than their employment law, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. And that is the amount of change that we have seen in the short period of time in almost every one of these areas is really nothing short of dramatic. Do we expect that there will be a change in laws and philosophies and politics when we change administrations? Of course we do. Absolutely we do. Do we expect it to be this extreme and this dramatic? Absolutely not. It's a huge pendulum, and that's really what we're seeing. Here's the second thing I just want you to keep in mind as we kind of go through these topics, and that is a lot of times we've seen the federal government pull away from various areas, right, where they were, particularly under the Obama administration, where they were very, very heavily dug in. But that's not true. So the Obama administration is way in, and then Trump administration comes in and says, no, we're not doing any of that. And so sometimes for employers, we go, oh, isn't that great? We don't have to put up with that. But what usually follows in the wake of that withdrawal is state legislation, right? Nature abhors a vacuum. State legislation pours in, and does that make it better or worse? I think generally it makes it worse, because if you're a multi-state employer, now you're not just dealing with federal law. Now you're dealing with the laws of every single state in which you do business. So in some ways, it actually makes it a little bit more challenging, as ironic as that is. So quick overview. We're going to talk about a couple of U.S. Supreme Court cases. I'm going to hit on the Me Too sexual harassment issue.